Hey, this is Aaron Holt. I'm the director of Lead the Generation. I'm joined today by my co-host, Gilbert Ackerman, youth pastor at Allison Park Church.
We just want to say thanks for joining us today for the LTG Student Leadership Podcast. We believe that leadership is all about influence, so we want to help you discover new ways to reach your friends for Christ and lead your generation.
If this podcast is helpful to you, it would mean the world to us if you'd write a review and rate it on whatever platform you're listening from. And hit subscribe. We'll be dropping new episodes several times a week throughout the school year.
And be sure to share if you think this would benefit other students like you. Feel free to check out the show notes for more ways to connect with our ministry and our guests.
This podcast is sponsored by our partner, WorldServe International. WorldServe is addressing the water crisis in Africa, where over 790 million people don't have access to clean drinking water. You and I can be part of solving this crisis. Go to worldserveintl.org to get started.
So get ready. The Student Leadership Podcast starts right now.
Welcome back, students, to another episode of the Student Leadership Podcast. We're so glad that you're with us. And Charlie, we're glad that you're with us all this week. I already had you on once earlier this week, but back again. Thanks for being here, man.
Man, thanks for having me back. I had such a great time the other day. Just love being here. Love what you guys are doing. And so we're better for it because of your efforts, man. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, it's going to be great. But before we get into that, of course, we got to start with the question here, Charlie. So here's what I'm going to do. I need you to use your imagination for this one, because I have just given you a speaker the size of Louisiana, right? Which is pretty big. It's shaped like a boot and all. You get one singular song you get to play on that speaker. What song do you pick?
Dude, that is so hard, man. See, my tastes have changed over the years. When I was young, I used to have to listen to the radio edits of, gangsta rap in the early 90s, you know, NWA and those guys. And only the radio edits, because my mama wouldn't let me listen to anything else. Then it switched to alternative, man, and Christian, and
I can tell you what I'd pick. You ready? I'd pick Wanna Dance With Somebody by Whitney Houston. Because everybody needs to hear that song. That song is a gift from God himself.
I mean, you know, it's a good song, and it's a secular song, but Bohemian Rhapsody, dude, is just, from Queen, is a masterpiece. You know, you can kind of, you know, it'll swell you up and jam in that. If I was going to go a Christian song real quick, you know, man, I would go old school DC Talk, Love Is a Verb, man.
Oh, let's go.
That was a good one, man. I remember that hit me when I was about 16 and just all that fun. That's an old school one, yeah.
That's so good. So good. All right, students, now you know, if you ever run into Gil, what kind of questions he's going to ask you. And if you ever get in the room with Charlie, what kind of music you're going to be listening to in the background, right? So, all right, man, let's talk leadership, student leadership, right? And you had some great stuff in our early episode this week. Give us some more. Encourage students in their leadership journey.
Well, if we talked about trust last time, today we're going to slip into confidence. And it's something that's real, that'll probably hit every high schooler and junior high where you are. Ready? It's that cool people don't tell people they're cool. They just are. Cool people don't have to tell other people they're cool. They just are. And obviously, we're not going to talk about being cool, but just the fact that any cool person has confidence. An athlete doesn't have to tell folks how fast they are. They just run or lift or whatever it may be. And I realized that if the first thought the other day was about God's placement and what that meant for us, well, this thought is more about what happens when we believe. And here's the deal. Nobody likes to be around a needy person. Nobody. Needy people are desperate. Needy people try to make other people notice them. Check me out. Look at my house, my shoes, you know, my selfie, working out. It's about me. Every post, every pic is about me. And so what we do is we go around with all these actions or words trying to make ourselves feel better, telling other folks how cool we are. But truly cool folks don't need to tell people that. They just are. They have something within them that gives a quiet confidence where other guys are going, there's something different with that person. Now, as Christians, don't we hold on to the belief that our worth and value and purpose is rooted in Jesus? And so you got a teenager who goes from wondering who loves me to knowing what Jesus does. A teenager goes from what good can I do to knowing that my gifts are from God and my hope is in his return. His spirit lives within me. And I had the same life-giving power to raise Jesus from the literal dead. And I can help others. And that confidence comes, there becomes a grounded, loving, humble man or woman of God to conquer the world. And so I would say that no matter where I am or what I may face, I don't have to try to be godly. I just am. I don't have to soak the attention. I can just be a reflection of it to the one who deserves it. I don't need to chase empty promises because I'm living the dream, right, of a guy who was saved from death and I didn't deserve it. But I just get to be who God called me to be. I've got to earn it, show it off, brag about it. I just get to be it. So I don't have to try to be cool. I just am because who I am in Christ.
Yeah, that's good. And I can think of like the dark side of this really easily. As a Steelers fan, I can think of some specific players with, you know, running backs and wide receivers who were real confident and it slid real easily and real quick into arrogance. And I think that is always like kind of a tension when it comes to our own gifting and what God has given us and how he's anointed us. You know, like there's one end of the spectrum that will deal with becoming arrogant and inflated in their own self-ego for it. And there's other side that's like gonna maybe never really fully believe in themselves. But right in the middle of that sweet spot is where God's called us to be, where we're confident in who he's made us to be, but not arrogant and like still believing in that promise fully. So is there a Bible verse that goes with this thought, Charlie?
Yeah, just like the last time, this is also a central theme through scripture. You know, Joshua 1:9 in the Old Testament tells us to be strong and brave, for God will be with you wherever you are, meaning we are in his world. David says in Psalms 27, though an army attacks me, I am afraid. The war comes straight at me. It's like, even still, I will be confident. That is the ultimate come at me, bro statement, by the way. You know, you got Isaiah saying that those who hope in the Lord will soar. Like, you know, they won't run and get tired. And soaring is not beating your wings with all that effort of trying to be something. It's flying on the thermals, right? Lifting you up, being effortless. And then finally, Paul tells in the Philippians, I can do all this stuff, good, bad, the ugly, all that, through Jesus who gives me strength. And lastly, Paul tells his boy Timothy, dude, God's spirit doesn't make you afraid, but gives you that power, that love and self-discipline. And so to me, these scriptures are just examples of having confidence because of who we are, not trying to be something where we're not.
I love that. And I think that probably all of us, you know, three of us guys, we could probably reflect back to when we were, you know, younger or just even in different seasons of life as an adult where you lack confidence, right? And the impact that makes on your life, the way you feel about yourself, the way you treat other people, the way you respond to different situations. And so this is really, really timely because I think that in a lot of ways, Gen Z, in some areas, they have a lot of confidence. In the areas, they don't have a lot of confidence, right? And so living this out and getting there in your relationship with Christ to where you have that godly confidence, boy, what a valuable asset to any student leader to have that, right? So, Charlie, are you thinking of maybe a specific story or a specific student that is like really modeling this well right now that might, their story might be a good, great inspiration for other students that are listening?
Well, I'll tell you what happened to me if I can. When I was about 18, 19 years old, when I was in college, I was in a fraternity. Okay. And the fraternity is a small group of people that's very hard with groupthink, and everybody's doing the same thing to live out something different. But I stuck to my Christian beliefs for a couple of years, didn't really fall in the way as others do, you know. I was also in a Christian college organization, even was in my fraternity's Bible study. For about 6 months, though, my junior year, I went a little nuts. I started thinking that, you know, oh, this Jesus thing was my high school thing. You know, what about this other life, you know? And so little by little, started to go out, started to drink, started to make friends in other ways, you know? And it was about 8 weeks of this. And on October night, I'll never forget it, man. I'm under influence. I drank like two beers. I was under influence of alcohol. My guard was down. And in the middle of conversation, I was joking and I cursed. I said, GD, you know? Now, God, you got to understand why this is a big deal. I was the Christian influence for the first 2 years among these other dudes. They never really heard me to this point, get into their joke to say stuff. They never heard me really curse. And this is, the room got real quiet. The guys freaked out. All they kept saying, oh my God, Aloe cursed. Aloe cursed. Oh my gosh. Aloe cursed. He said GD, blah, 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 blah. And guys, it was like I sobered up in an instant. I woke up, stood up, walked in my room, and I just repented. I started crying. I was like, God, I'm sorry. Like, I don't need to be doing these things that are somebody else's life. I need to be me. Now, fast forward some time. In the next 2-3 months, I became the chaplain of the fraternity. I wound up leading Bible studies in those group of guys, led several guys to the Lord, and accepted the call of ministry for my life. But I walked in that insecurity, right, of trying to be something, trying to act it out. And it wasn't until, I guess, that fakeness they saw. They're like, oh, my God, you're doing something you aren't, kind of thing, which is why they made a big deal about it. And I was like, oh man, I got to get straight. I got to get real.
Oh man, I have a podcast worth of questions just about that specific incident, but I think it's so cool in so many senses. Let me just kind of sidebar into this for a moment. I love that there's still, after that specific moment, you were called into leadership of those guys. And I think that's the way God thinks of those moments. I think, and we've talked about this before on the podcast, but people who want to cancel others because of mistakes, you know what I mean? Like others, you know, would look at that and be like, well, then you should never have like be in that position to be called into ministry or do that stuff. But that's specifically why God called you into it, is because, you know what I mean? Oh, there's so many things I can go in there, and I'm going to go on a bunny trail even harder than I should. So I'm going to rein it back in here, but maybe give one piece of advice. So again, two ends of the spectrum here. You have the people who are overconfident, the people who are underconfident. Is there a piece of advice that they both can take, or maybe one for each group who can kind of like come back in the middle and rest in like a godly confidence? Like, what would you say?
Yeah, well, the key about overcoming mistakes is honesty. You know, Pete Rose is still on the Baseball Hall of Fame because he lied about it for 20 years. You know, and there are some mistakes that are harder to come out than others. I get that. But the old saying is true, either in it or you're not. And students, if you're a follower of Jesus, then you should look like him in some regard. And if you're not honest with yourself, if there's areas in your life that you're looking to fill that hole with your own stuff, you're going to keep filling until you get honest. The other thing about confidence, overconfidence, is always someone better at something than you, always. So if we're honest with that, then we don't fall into the trap. But honesty is the key. I think the takeaway is being just self-evaluation again, but in a different way. Where are the places in your life right now that you're not going to let Jesus in? What's holding you up? Where are you sticking the arm out? What's causing you to try to attract attention rather than to reflect his attention? And I think the awareness only comes by taking the time to think through that. I think you need to sit down with some time to think and write out the areas where you're confident and where you're doing things to overcompensate, and just get real with God. See, I had to go in that room and repent and get real with God. And so I call that next year, which is another podcast for another time, my year of tears, because God started to break down everything in my life that wasn't real and reforming his way. So you don't have to try hard, students. You just need to get real. Have rest in his efforts, and he's going to work it out if you let him.
So good, man. Now, Charlie, this stuff has just been so good. It's so encouraging, and I know the students are feeling that way as well. Students, we got one more episode with Charlie at the end of this week, so I know you're going to want to catch that one, but the last two have been fire. So do us a favor, share it on social, and you can feel free to tag us if you want to at LTG Conference for the Ministry, or if you want to tag me at Aaron Holt.
Yeah, and you can find me at Gilbo Swaggins. And remember, students, you are called to lead your generation. We encourage you to lead with passion for Christ and love for others.